day has wrapped up for senators and House managers and everyone else involved in Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. They'll start again at noon tomorrow. House managers today and tonight have been presenting chilling audio and video of the January 6th Capitol riot. It had never been made public before today.
They're throwing metal poles at us. Cruiser 50, give me DSO up here now. DSO. Multiple law enforcement entries. DSO, get up here.
A group of police officers being overtaken by rioters outside the building. This new audio and video does show the true extent of the danger that law enforcement was in as it was trying to protect everyone inside. Some of the new video shows rioters using a wooden beam to break windows, then climbing into the Capitol. It shows them overwhelming a single police officer who clearly could not stop them. And then some of the rioters were wearing full tactical gear and had riot shields. Joining us live on Skype tonight, National Journal Editor-in-Chief Jeff Dufour. Certainly chilling and stunning video, although we've already seen a lot of this, but this was new. Jeff, did it change the trial at all?
Probably not in the end. It changes the public perception a little bit. I think it changes the underlying politics and makes it a little bit more difficult for Republicans, but it probably doesn't change the final verdict. But as you said, it was a tremendous amount of new footage. Given how much footage was taken on the ground by some, in some cases by the rioters themselves, and by journalists in other cases, we thought we had seen pretty much all there was to see. But it turns out the House managers had a ton of harrowing, terrible, frightening, pick your adjective, footage that they were able to trot out today.
What more would you say about the House manager's presentation?
I thought it was effective just as it was yesterday. Today, they really began to drill down on the idea that these rioters didn't just come out of thin air. It was a product of Trump telling them over and over for 2 months that the election had been stolen and that they'd have to take it back if they wanted a win. There was also an emphasis on Trump's unwillingness to call the mob off at the time it was happening, even as members of his own party begged him to do so. And then finally, there was an emphasis on his statements afterward, notably him saying on Twitter that this is a day that will be long remembered, and this is what happens when a great victory is stolen from us, which they seem to be arguing that proves some sort of acknowledgement of guilt or culpability after the fact.
And if you're former President Trump's lawyers, who at some point this week or next will have to present, how do you counter this?
If what we saw yesterday is as any indication, you don't really. What we saw yesterday was, of course, a kind of a rambling, shouty presentation, which didn't address a lot of the substance that they were talking about yesterday, which was the constitutional question of it all. When it's their turn to present, I think they know, generally speaking, that they've got probably 44 Republican votes in their pocket, which is not going to leave the Senate with enough votes to convict. And they can more or less run the clock out on this thing unless we see some more evidence that a handful of senators truly were moved by what they saw today. But anybody who went on the record today didn't seem like that was the case.
Good to hear from you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Jeff Dufour is editor-in-chief of National Journal.